This is the third annual Capital Region Canstruction event and involves 10 teams challenged with building structures that would fit the Capital Region Canstruction 2013 theme of Can You Imagine? Crews gathered on Tuesday night at the New York State Museum in Albany to build their structures like Einstein, the Emerald City, complete with Tornado, I should add, a very hungry caterpillar, and many, many more incredible structures. They do this out of over 45,000 canned goods in total, and all that food is going to the food pantries of the Capital Region. The exhibit opens today. It runs through April 11th. Joining us this morning, we welcome Sarah Stein. Sarah is an architect at EYP Architecture and Engineering and is currently the president of the board for Capital Region Canstruction. Sarah, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Joe.
One of the founding members of Canstruction and has lived to tell the tale, and here she is. Natasha Pernicka is with us as well. She is the executive director of the food pantries for the Capital District. Our dear friend Margie Skinner also joins us. She is president of the board of the food pantries for the Capital District. And director of Cathedral Social Services, Sister Margaret Mary, joins us as well to give us a perspective of how this, because she's the one who's actually handing the food to the people who need it. So it is a great pleasure to have you here, Sister. Thank you very much for joining us. Sarah, let us begin with you by talking about Canstruction. For people who may not know, and I think we've talked about this in the past, but for people who may not know, this is an event that it happens across the country, but it is architects working for a great cause.
Absolutely. This is happening in 250 cities across the country. We are so pleased that the Capital Region can have this event here. And it's truly a time when designers can shine and take their talents and use them towards something that will benefit the communities in our own backyard.
I was at the opening last night, and at the New York State Museum. You're up on the fourth floor, which, by the way, is the most beautiful place in the world, because you look out at this incredible view of the city, and there's just windows all around, and you see these incredible structures, and the structures are just amazing. This is the third year you've been doing it. They get better and better, they get more and more advanced, and I don't know. Have you all thought about what it is that makes it so much fun to see objects made out of cans? I don't know what it is about it, but it's just fun.
It is really fun. And there's also an element of gratification that's a little more instant than when we make buildings. You know, designing a building takes a long time in the construction. And, you know, while a ton of hours go into this, to be hands-on, taking your design and building it, and then knowing that that food is going to be handed to somebody really close to us is a really great feeling.
Natasha, as far as the food pantries for the Capital District, this event, I mentioned 45,000 cans, which is up from last year, the number of cans that, and just so people understand, this is the, what we're talking about is the cans that are actually used within the structures, and all of that food, when it is done and reassembled, will, or unassembled, right? Yes. Will go to the food pantries. And that's, I mean, for you, that's huge.
Yeah, this is a really large event for us. As an organization, we work with 53 different food pantries locally. And for all the different food drives and different groups that work with us throughout the year, this one event, Canstruction, is over half of all of the food that we distribute from food drives. So it makes a huge impact.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's a lot. And if you go visit the exhibit, you will see that there is one particular canned item that is prolific this year. It's tuna. And we're actually really pleased with that, because it's a wonderful item for the pantries. It's high in protein, and it's also a pricier item for pantries to purchase. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful item for us to distribute out to the food pantries.
Talk a little bit about, I don't want to go too much on a tangent, but talk a little bit about what you mean when you purchase. So if you want to have that item in your food pantry because it's part of the list that you want to give the people who are in need. So if it is not donated to you, then you have to go out and purchase that. And you purchase that from who? How does that work?
Sure. So a lot of the pantries get the majority of their food from the regional food bank. And do you want to talk a little bit about that, Sister?
Sister Margaret Mary?
I would say that 98% of my food comes from the regional food bank, and they have different categories, and we try to take the most nourishing food that's available at the lowest price, because the food bank does give us a better price than any grocery store or supermarket.
My wife worked with you for a day, watching you in action, and said that she couldn't keep up. That you are, I mean, just a, you talk about tornado. Like, you can go in and just, I mean, what you do and how you are able to do it with such grace and beauty and to help the community is just absolutely amazing. Give us a sense of what that process is of the people who come in, of how often this, because you're open certain hours, right?
Correct. We're open 5 days a week, primarily from 10 to 12, but we are available up to 4 o'clock each day, each of the work day. People come in, and all they need is proof of address, and we use that because the wonderful thing about Albany is that we're divided into sectors, and we take care of the people in our sector, so do other pantries. And so no one in Albany should go hungry because of this arrangement. And when they come in, we have a client choice, so they choose. We have give them a menu, and they choose what they will eat so that the food they take will actually be used. And we try to have nourishing food and food with low sodium, because that's healthier for them. We also have the advantage of having wonderful fresh produce that comes right from the regional food bank. And so every day we have a farmer's market where they can choose the vegetables that they will will eat.
So if I am a father, I have two children. I come into the pantry.
Correct.
Then I make a list of what I need.
We have a list of what's available,
They
check off. But so that they get a balanced meal and
you
a balanced.
You help in that regard.
Yes, we divide it into three categories. The first category, they can take everything on the list. The second category is healthier food, and they can take 6 items. And then the meat, they can have 2, because, they can have 2 types of meat.
I want Margie to talk about the in just a second about the need in the community. But before we do that, let me just ask you. I mean, are there days where the need is greater than the supply of what you have on the shelves?
Oh yes. As this week, we gave out Easter baskets, and I had to go out on Tuesday afternoon and replenish my supply. So I had to go to a supermarket because we had advertised that we would give out Easter baskets, which was a complete meal plus a $10 Price Chopper gift certificate, and for the seniors, a violet, an African violet.
That's beautiful. You know, and I just real quick go back to Sarah for a second, because not only part of this campaign is to do these structures and to bring in the cans. You have 45,000 already. You're looking for 50,000 cans, and the way you want to make up the rest is by people coming to the exhibit, seeing the exhibit, and bringing a can, allowing them to vote for their favorite, and that of course will help bring more. But on top of that, you want cash as well.
We sure do, Joe. Everybody who's participating in Canstruction has seen firsthand the impact that these pantries and Sister Margaret Mary make on our community, and we really want to help give them that boost. So we have a website, capitalregioncanstruction.com. It very simply states our goal of 50,000 cans and $50,000 we want to give to them so they can continue to give to others. And on that site, you can give a monetary donation, or you can bring your cans to the New York State Museum. Every little bit people will bring us closer to that 50,000 goal.
And we'll give that address at the end of the segment as well. As I mentioned, Margie Skinner is the president of the Board of the Food Pantries for the Capital District. And, I mean, you're really dealing with this as far as what the need is there and what you have, and that's a very delicate balancing act.
Oh, it is. And as Natasha said, there are 53 pantries in the Capital District, and this is really just Albany and Rensselaer County and a couple in Saratoga County. There's other food pantries in Schenectady County that are independent from us. So we just, our 53 pantries are in these three counties. And they're open different hours. Some are open every day. Some are open 1 or 2 days a week. Some are open 1 or 2 days a month, depending on the demand. And they're always, always in need of food. Generally, families and individuals are welcome to come once, sometimes twice a month, if they're a family, to get about 3 days worth of food. We don't provide all the food. It's really supplemental to people on low incomes or people on public assistance programs and even food stamps that don't provide enough food for families to get by on. As Sister Margaret Mary said, they need an address so that we know which pantry is there to serve them. And we try to provide, each pantry tries to provide a balance of food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, proteins, vegetables, as well as starches. And if we get treats, we love to put treats in the baskets too, or in the bags also. And just, it's a never-ending flow of people. We have refugees, new people coming in, people coming out of institutions, people coming out of prisons, just people, lots of people with low-paying jobs, one or two parents both working, and a number of children, and just the money doesn't stretch enough, and the food pantry is there to fill that, plug that hole at the bottom of their bucket, basically. And all the, as this Canstruction has been such a godsend. As Natasha said, it's half of the food that we get donated. All the food drives that you see in the holidays and whatever else, the year Canstruction started, that doubled the amount of food that we were able to distribute, just food to the pantries. And it's terrific. And the demand and the need just grows and grows, unfortunately. We're not solving the hunger problem. We're, as I said, plugging that hole in the bucket.
And you're just trying to feed people one meal at a time. We were at the event last night for the opening, and all of the teams that have done such an amazing job, and there's such, you know, there's this joy in the community as all of these people working together to help, and it's such a great feeling when you're there. But as I was walking around, Natasha's sitting there, and she's sort of, you know, looking at the structures, and she's like making notes, and then she comes up, and you say, hey, it's 45,000 cans, and you're like, oh, okay, you know, and I'm like, wow, that's an impressive number. I don't know what that means, but, well, Natasha knows what that means. I think this is amazing, but you broke it out. You figured this out. I don't know what your algorithm was, but you figured it out.
It's pretty impressive.
So if you see my chicken scratch here on my paper, I did. Someone said, you know, what do all of these cans here mean? Someone asked me, how many families would this food feed? So I estimate if we reach our goal of 50,000 cans.
Which you will.
We'll reach that. Maybe even more.
We'll make that pack today.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
50,000 cans, folks. Basically, that would equate to about 41,666 meals, which would provide 9 meals, which is basically 3 days of food for 4,629 people. And if you want to break it into a family of four, that's basically 1,157 families. And I also, so 1,157 families just from the food in the display and with the community choice voting with people bringing cans in.
Right.
But I also have the impact if we reach our $50,000 goal as well, because pantries can basically get more than 6 pounds of food per every dollar that's donated. Do you want to hear those numbers?
Oh, absolutely.
Very exciting.
I do want to hear those numbers.
Okay. So for $50,000, pantries can get over 312,500 pounds of food, which would equate to about 260,416 meals. That would feed 28,935 people. So you're looking at over 7,000 families with $50,000. So that's a pretty awesome number.
Okay. So WAMC listeners, as you hear that, think of that as not something that we want to do, but something that we have to do and help out in any way that we can. So, and Sister Margaret Mary, I assume when you hear that and you hear what the impact is, obviously it's huge by no means solves the problem, but certainly goes a long way.
It certainly does. And we look forward to receiving those cans, and we guarantee that we will put them to and give them to the people who really need them. And we really appreciate all the work that has gone into construction. And I just would like to mention that some of the board members came and volunteered at our pantry to get an idea of what foods the people really need and like and want.
Yeah, and that's what I know. Did you do that? Okay, because I know Kelly did it. My wife Kelly did.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and it just—I mean, she said it just one of those life-changing experiences. It's really pretty incredible. Sarah, talk a little bit about the voting and how this works. Because when you go to the exhibit, the museum's free. You go to the museum, you just walk into the museum, and it's spring break week next week for a lot of the kids, so they're going to be home, and what better way, there's a carousel there. Sarah and I rode it last night. It was so much fun. So you do that, you go on the fourth floor, and you've taken over, and these structures, there's 9 upstairs, there's 1 in the lobby, and but then you can come in with a can, and that's what you want to do, have people come in with a can and vote.
Yes, bring your cans. There were awards given out last night, but there's 2 awards that are still outstanding. One are the team that raises the most money for the food pantry, and the second is what you just mentioned, the Community Choice Award. There are bins next to every can structure, and when the public comes, they should bring their cans and use them as a voting tool, placing them next to the can structure that they like the best. And at the end of the exhibit, whatever can structure receives the most can votes will receive the coveted Community Choice Award.
And again, and all of that food will then go to the food pantries. But there's this.
You can vote more than once.
Yeah, and you can vote as many times as you want. This is like
load the votes.
Yeah, this is Chicago. We don't care. Vote as much as you want. But I have to say, you know, one of the things, like last night, you've got this. There's a human head there, and then there's and then what is simulated as a brain, which if you can imagine it. And I have pictures. Maybe Sarah can put up some of the pictures that we have on our website. But I'm sure you have stuff on your site as well. But it is of the brain, the bottoms of bottles of apple juice, and then they have these like flashing lights, and it is just the coolest effect. It's so neat, and there's a very hungry caterpillar, and you've got the characters from Despicable Me, and you have as I mentioned, the tornado and Einstein and Mario Brothers, Mario Brothers. That's right. There's a lot of puns there as well, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a really great thing, and so wonderful opportunity for people in this week. It's open till April 11th, so please go check it out. Bring some cans with you and help out monetarily if you can. 45,000 cans so far, looking for 50,000, and everything else is just an incredible bonus for the community. Natasha Pernicka is the executive director of the Food Pantry. Pantry. Margie Skinner is the president of the board for the food pantries. Sister Margaret Mary is director of Cathedral Social Services for the wonderful work you do. Thank you so much, and continued good luck through this project and through April 11th and throughout the rest of the year. It's a delight to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Stein, of course, architect with EYP and president of the board for Capital Region Construction. Thank you for your incredible work. Your team has been amazing through all this. You can find out more at capitalregionconstruction.com, capitalregionconstruction.com for more information and how to go to the museum and give you updates and all of that good stuff. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Thank you all. Again, capitalregionconstruction.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.